It's continuing coverage of APGC Boys Wrestling with head coach Joel Reince and four state qualifiers here at this tough district in New Hampton. And coach, first of all, you know, four state qualifiers, you know, how does that sound? What does it mean to be able to, you know, the guys you got through today, you know, see them get through and continue to represent this program well down at Wells Fargo Arena?
Yeah, no, I'm just so proud of them. You know, they went out and took care of business, did what they needed to do, and make another trip down to state.
Well, let's start with Braden Jara, a freshman, making his first trip to the state tournament. He ended up losing the first place match, but no need for a wrestle back. When I was talking to him, doing that interview with him, he was so shell-shocked to be going to the state tournament. I mean, what can you say about that guy coming in? A guy that's got a below 500 record on the season, but that's not going to matter anymore because he's a state qualifier.
That's right. They can't take that away from you, you know. You're always going to be a state qualifier, you know, at least one time now. So, no, great for him. Happy for the kid. I guess I didn't see that coming, you know. You know, that's how it goes, though, is there's always a surprise and there's always a disappointment in this meet, and we had both. So, you know, like I said, happy for him, and he did what he needed to do and won that semifinal match. And I knew that was kind of going to be a big one there and took care of business and moving on.
Speaking of taking care of business, that's what Carter Liston did. Coming in as the top seed, gets by to the semifinal where he gets a 4-minute, 56-second fall, followed by 2:36 in the championship match over a tough kid from West Delaware. So, again, for him, you know, third year for him making it to state. So, what can you say about your senior Carter Liston being able to, you know, continue to do great things for this program?
Yeah, you know, really happy for him, too. You know, three-time state qualifier. He's got 100 wins under his belt. He's done some really good things, and he's really came on as of late. I think he's wrestling really well, you know. Yeah, at conference, you know, he avenged a loss that against the Sumner kid, and ever since that moment, you know, I think he's been rolling, and like you said, it's a good time to be on a hot streak here.
And then Mason Kopp ends up falling in the championship match, but 5-minute, 14-second pin in the wrestle back for second place, able to punch his ticket. What can you tell me about, you know, Mason being able to get back to state now for the second year in a row here this year?
Yeah, another kid, you know, happy for, runs into that West Delaware kid. I believe he's probably a top four finisher this year. So I knew that was going to be a really tall task there. But, you know, he comes back and kind of a surprise in the bracket that New Hampton kid bumped up from 175. That's where he's been wrestling all year and bumped up and must have thought he could beat Mason. So I'm glad it went our way.
And then Jesse Brower getting through here at 215, gets a bye to the semifinals where he wins a really, really quick fall, 1 minute and 7 seconds. I know that championship match probably left a little bit to be desired, dropping a 3-2 decision, yeah. But he was able to bounce back in a big way, getting a second period pin in the wrestle back match.
Yeah, another two-time qualifier now, and you know, like you said, little left to be desired in that championship match, but you know, he's going to have to beat kids like that to reach his goals this year. I think his goals are to place, you know, and I think he can do it as long as he wrestles and like he can. But, you know, we can't be stagnant on our feet. We got to go after it and try to work for some scoring opportunities. And, you know, I think he probably wrestled that match not to lose. So we got to kind of reset the mindset and go into this week and feel confident and work on scoring points.
And one notable wrestler that unfortunately didn't make it through, you know, Gage Miller. It's kind of a case where it's just proof that everything in this sport is earned. And I know his season was a lot shorter, you know, only 2 weeks this year, but a chance for Gage to, you know, kind of, you know, let this one sit and be fuel for the fire for, you know, his future seasons here at APGC.
Absolutely. You said it. You know, I hope it fuels his fire. Man, that kid is, I'm heartbroken for that kid. He works so hard. He's one of our hardest workers, and technically, you know, his technical skills are probably as good as we got on the team. And, you know, I feel like he deserves to be there at the state tournament. He just, you know, didn't have enough energy today, I guess. You know, like I said, I feel absolutely terrible for that kid because he works so hard and man, he gets after it every day that he's allowed to, you know, with he's had a hamstring, he's had mono, and then as of late, he's had the flu. You know, you hate to make excuses, but it is what it is there. And, you know, he'll be back. I believe next year he's a state place winner quality wrestler, and he's got those skills in his arsenal, so he can do that next year.
And a couple other guys that made some nice runs deep into their brackets to the wrestlebacks include Parker Mulder at 157 and Mason Prusiner at 175. Actually, I take that back. Prusiner falling in the third place match, but still a nice run for him. Yeah. Mulder getting that wrestle back at second place. But those two guys, again, able to place in this tournament, certainly adding fuel to their fires as well for some of your underclassmen there.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I'm really excited for both those kids' futures. You know, Mason Prusiner, there was a point here where he didn't want to really wrestle varsity. He didn't want to cut weight to make 175. And, you know, the coaches kind of had to give him a little gentle nudge here and say, hey, look, you're only a couple pounds away. Like, maybe you should think about this. And he did. And, man, he ran with it and gave himself an opportunity there. And he's, you know, I think he's only in his second year of wrestling. So he's made some great strides this year. I'm really excited for him. And Parker Mulder, like I said earlier, you know, in our interview, I never count that kid out. He's always going to fight. He's going to give himself a chance. You know, he ran into some kids that their technical skills are a little farther along than Parker's yet. But like I said, he always gives himself a chance and really excited for what he's got for next year.
Yep, and big picture again, four state qualifiers. I know this is a program that is just a few years removed from not even getting a chance to be represented at the state tournament. Five last year, four now this year. You know, just what can you say about how this program has continued to grow with these guys that are going to state? I mean, you got a bunch of multi-time qualifiers here and continuing to do great things and putting this program on the map.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the next step is, hey, we get some get some place winners down at state. You know, we had one last year. We'd like to see a couple of them place this year if we could. So, yeah, I'm super excited for the future. And I think things are heading in the right direction, it feels, with this program. So I hope the young kids, it fuels their fire, like you said, and, you know, we qualify more next year.
Yep. All right, well, that's APGC Coach Joel Reins. Congrats to you and the team today, and we'll catch you down in Wells Fargo.
All right, thanks, J-Mo.